Okay, here we go. Kim, I have you, Pendra and Vinny on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Kim.
I'm so glad you could join me. Let me take a quick mic check from you. Okay, can you count me down?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I've got
6,
you.
7, 8, 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
I've got you
4.
Both. Okay, let me erase. And
hello, Indianapolis.
Where it's cold, but there's no snow on the ground. Hey!
Hey! Yeah, I wish we could say that.
I know.
We got like 3 feet.
But are you managing in it, though?
Right. I just went sleigh riding for the first time since I was about 12 years old.
I love it.
You can't fight it, you guys will go with it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yep.
Go along with it and make it work for you. And,
yes.
Gentlemen, let me make sure that I'm pronouncing last names correctly. So will you pronounce your own names?
Upendra.
Upendra.
Chivukula.
Chivukula. Okay, let me type that out. Hold on for a moment. Okay, got that one.
Okay, and mine is Venny. Like pen.
Okay,
and
got that.
And Musum like music. Musum.
Got it. Okay. Last thing I want to do is butcher it. Either name.
That's nice of you.
Okay, let's get rolling. Coming down in 3, 2, 1. Bipartisan answers to tackle the divisive political issues and questions of the times we're all living in, the inequitable times we're all living in. A new provocative book reveals a proven way to address these things, income inequality, job creation, economic growth, and even taxes, how both sides, the red and the blue, can collaborate on the path to economic democracy. That book is called The Third Way. And its authors are joining us here today on Access Indy. They are Upendra Chivukula and Vinny Musum. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, Kim.
I am so wonderful, and I'm glad you could join me here on the show because, you know, the topic of your book, I think my audience is really going to like because they stay very politically minded and they have their minds also on this economy, who's recovering and who's not, and how we can move forward and make it all better. So let's talk restoring this American dream and ways to get there and making wealth more available to more people across this nation and this nation's citizens. First,
yes.
For each of you, would you tell me a little bit about your backgrounds and how you managed to cross the aisle, so to speak, to collaborate with each other, and then we'll get on to why you wrote this book.
Yes, Kim. Upendra Chivukula. I came to the United States as a student a long time ago and worked for corporate America. And I took early retirement because I benefited from the employee savings options plan. And
mm-hmm.
at the age of 48, and went into public life. I got elected as mayor and assemblyman, became deputy speaker, and currently serving as the commissioner on the Board of Public Utilities in New Jersey.
Yes, and Kim, I've been in business my whole life. I rose from an entry-level position at Clairol and then left there to go to work for this little tiny company called Paul Mitchell and helped instrumental in building it from nothing into the one of the largest multi-billion dollar companies in the world in Beverly Hills, California. But most of my passion in life has also been in politics. I'm a Republican committeeman, and I've learned firsthand also on my own. I wasn't lucky like Upendra to have stock in the corporation. It was a privately held company without that, but I did it on my own and now have my own real estate holdings and equity, and that's what we're trying to share that with the American people. And I have some breaking news for you when you're ready for
it. Okay. All right. Well, go ahead and hit us. You've teased us. Go ahead and hit us.
Well, just Kim, this is wonderful news. You just yesterday, the former White House chief economist, has come out and endorsed what we're saying in our book, that employee stock ownership is the key to addressing wage and inequality in America. And we're thrilled that he's did that. My only question is, and we love it, but what took you so long?
Employee stock ownership, how cool.
Yes, in other words, what they're saying is, and actually the people that did the research for that are the people that Professors Blasey and Cruz from Rutgers and also Professor Freeman from Harvard have endorsed and wrote the blurbs for our book. They've done the research for this, the White House chief economist, and it's finally trickled up that the fact is that in America, in the information age, you simply cannot get along on wages alone. You must have equity. You must have stock. And we're advocating what Upendra had was, in your own company, you should just get not just get a wage, but get some equity also.
We live in a capitalist society. We need more capitalists.
Yes, God bless you.
Okay, now, for some people that are working at publicly held companies, some of the stock is doing okay and some of the stock's not doing so okay. What about staying, you know, like diversified in a way where you're not putting all eggs in one basket as you're trying to grow and have other sources of income other than just your paycheck?
Yeah, I think, you know, definitely you need to get your wages. I think diversification is an excellent idea that you are suggesting. And we're not advocating for only one company stock. I think you can diversify. When you purchase them and then it could have a match. Like I had when I was getting, for every dollar I put in, AT&T matched it with $2. And I was able to diversify my portfolio. I think those are the details. I think what our idea here is that in America, we pay, the corporations pay, supposed to pay 35%, highest in the world. And many corporations have found ways making use of the accountants and the tax loopholes. They pay zero or next to zero. And what we are saying is that, you know, when you give tax cuts, tax credits, so that those two things should translate into options, employee ownership option for employees, that will increase the productivity of the company, thereby increasing the GDP, and also the company, when the company grows, an employee also will grow, and highly motivated employees will come out of that. I think that's what we're advocating for. The employee-owned companies have the lowest unemployment rate. I think those are
better wages. Yeah. Better wages.
Better wages and better incentives. And when they work harder and even better than that, they will work smarter to make the company succeed and grow.
Yeah. Kim,
go ahead.
It's just one more income stream for people to have. Sure, I agree with you, diversify, but, you know, better to have another income stream, another oar in the water than not. Don't just depend on your wages.
Okay, and I understand that. But I need you to break this down for me because we are living in a time, particularly with my audience. My audience is urban.
Yes.
And oftentimes they were hardest hit when the economy crashed. So now as people are going back to work, they're not the folks that are going back to work with these beautiful full-time jobs that they had before where they had access to the things that you are advocating. They're now working 2 and 3 part-time jobs where they oftentimes don't have access to benefits and the ability to buy, you know, company stock and to share and those kinds of things. And we're finding that corporations are dodging so much of the responsibility or just the generosity in sharing. Does my audience, you know, take advantage and see some success with what you're advocating for?
Yes, great question. And you may have caught a couple of days ago, Tavis Smiley, you know, the very famous PBS spokesperson.
Indiana fan? Yes, a Hoosier.
Yes, he was on MSNBC Morning Joe a couple of days ago, and he said this, and I have the exact quote. He said, quote, it pains me to say this, but in the last 10 years, the bottom has dropped out for Black America during the Obama presidency. Now, I'm a guy that lives in suburbia, but I grew up on the hard, tough streets of Newark, New Jersey. So I know the hood. I know what's going on, and I know I feel that pain. That's why if you look at our book, we have three proposals. The first one is this corporate tax redeterminator said cut it in half, 35%. But in the inner cities, in the urban and rural enterprise zones, cut the corporate tax rate to zero. But if and only if you share that with the workers. And by the way, our proposal calls for no money coming out of the employees. There's no contribution by the employee. It all comes from the employer. So instead of the employer sending money down to Washington, share it with their workers. And I talked to millionaires and billionaires that say they would love to do this if they had the incentive. By the way, let me say this. All the millionaires and billionaires in your audience already know what's in our book. It's poor and middle class that don't, and they're getting their brains beat out because they're only depending on wages. And we're focused on this minimum wage argument. What a pathetic thing in America. We're focusing on minimum wage. 29 times the federal minimum wage has been raised, and the problem is getting worse because you're not focusing on the capital side. That's where the money is. That's okay. Where the big wealth is. I got to throw this in. This should enrage your audience. A lot of people don't know this, but in the omnibus bill, they passed several years back, there was this very little provision called provision 162M of the IRS code. It allowed the top executives to deduct up to $1 million of their income. They could only cap it at $1 million, but unlimited amount of deduction for what they call incentive pay, stocks and equity. That's where the money, that's where this income has just exploded because they're capping their wages, but they know where the money is. The money is in the equity side. And we're not against people getting rich, and we're not against millionaires. We just want to get everybody else in on it. And especially in the poor and urban areas, cut that corporate tax rate, but not one dime. And this is a Republican talking. Not one dime unless you share it with the workers and the poor and middle class people. How do you like that idea?
I love it, but I just have, you know, tons of questions, and I know we're running short on time. How do we incentivize them to do it?
Well, it's in the proposal. If they only get the tax credit if they share with the workers, period. That's it. And every single one of your audience should go to their elected officials and say, you need to read this book, and I want to know, yes or no, will you do this or not? If they will, we'll support you. And if you don't, not only will we oppose you in the election, we'll oppose you in the primary, in the pendants of a politician.
That I want, read more about it if you go to the website, thethirdwaybook.com. thethirdwaybook.com. The key here is that these are tax credits, and when you're filing your tax returns, it will show whether you have shared it with employees or not. If you don't share, you don't get anything. Only when you share some benefit with the employees, then you'll get the tax credit.
Yeah, by the way, can you... The smartest Democrat in the country, not even close. All right, that's who should be running. And let me say something. We should talk again. But I want to end with. Does anybody think Donald Trump is out there punching a clock? I mean, give me a break. His money is coming from capital. All the billionaires, the money comes from capital.
That's the
not
same
just
thing with Romney before.
Right. So they know where the money is. And I'm wealthy, so is Upendra. We're trying to tell people what's going down out here. All right. And I can talk straight up to my brothers and sisters in the hood, because that's where I grew up, is this is what we have to do. And let me tell you something. All this unrest you saw in Baltimore, if kids had this, by giving kids and everyone a piece of the action, for example, a kid wouldn't spray paint a building that he owns part of, and he wouldn't let his homeboys do it either, right? And they should be burning down a building that he owned, but the problem is we were at the National Press Club a couple of weeks ago. Do you know that more than 50% of the population owns zero capital? We need to start talking to our politicians about capital, not just minimum wage. How to get capital in the hands of the average person, that's what our book is about. That's the holy grail. Save the country, save the world, save yourself. Learn what's in this book.
Okay, and the book is The Third Way. I thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me here on the show. You've got to come back because there are just so many topics I want to hit. Because you're talking about Walmart. They finally gave more wages, but now they're going and they're closing up stores in the neighborhoods where people needed the food and needed to shop. Then you've got the Attorney General that are slapping the Swiss banks for helping corporations hide the money, what they should have been sharing. We've got a lot of stuff more to talk about.
We got to talk again. Kim, power to the people, and I love you. We want to talk to your audience again. This is my favorite thing is to talk to the urban audience because that's where my heart is.
Thank you, Kim.
Upendra Chivukula and Lenny Musum. I'm going to record that part right again. I'll do that again. 3, 2, 1.
Let's talk again. Let's save this country, and we have the solution for it. And your audience should demand this from their politicians. Demand that we want what's in this book, or we're not going to vote for
you. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show today on Access Indy. Grab that book, The Third Way.
Bless you, Kim.
You too. Thanks for joining us here on 106.7 WTLC.